Thank you, Your Excellency, and thank you very much for your leadership throughout this process. And I also want to take the opportunity to thank you, our member states, for the strong and steadfast support to the work of the division, which represents basically the technology pillar of UNCTAD. And I would like to also much appreciate your guidance, feedback over the years for a demand-driven work program that we have mastered in the division. As you can see, our research and analytical work, the products that come through the flagship publications like the Digital Economy Report, the Technology and Innovation Report, these are all done with the inputs that we have received from you, the questions that you have raised in these meetings that we have then undertaken to do, you know, deep analytical work. So I want to thank you. And I also want to thank you for the demand-driven technical cooperation work that the division has been able to deliver, because we do not deliver ad hoc activities. We do not cook stuff in the division and then go to the countries to deliver. It's all start with a letter from you to the our Secretary General asking for support on technical cooperation, and that's only when we, you know, that's the only time we get to countries. So thank you for being with us this whole time. I just would like to go back to the G77 statement that was read at the beginning of this commission on Monday. And in that statement, it said that how important to reflect the science, technology, innovation aspect of the work of UNCTAD in this commission. I would like to bring it back to you and to say I cannot agree more with that sentiment. We all know that we are living through a technological revolution, and this is probably the technological revolution of our lifetimes. And we also know that this is going to be it's going to bring many difficulties to developing countries, because these digital technologies are naturally monopolistic in nature. I mean, we can see from platforms and others, you know, the AI, the research, the patents, they are all concentrated on very few countries. So there is a real concern that this could be a technological revolution that can leave many behind. In my lifetime, I know I say this all the time, I grew up in Asia, and I lived and worked in Africa, and I have seen the green revolution, the agricultural revolution in the 1960s, how it has bypassed an entire continent, and how it has helped and yet another continent to come out of famines. And so I have seen that in my own lifetime, this experience. So there is a real danger that if we do not address these issues of these digital technologies and this digital revolution, it can very well bypass many continents and many peoples of the continents. So in this regard, I like to make a plea to you. If you look at the name of this commission, it says the Investment, Enterprise and Development Commission. It doesn't even have the word technology in it. And to me, this is this is quite strange. So my plea to you, as you get to, you know, as you prepare for the next UNCTAD 16, which will be the 60th anniversary of UNCTAD. So when we become 60 years old, and maybe it will be a good opportunity to bring the technology to the fore. So please, as you undertake to revamp the intergovernmental machinery and so forth, and, you know, make sure that this commission is not just investment enterprise, but it also addresses this massive issue of technology. So that's my plea to you. So let me thank all my colleagues, the LISAN, the ISS, and the colleagues up there, and also my team, because this is a small team that puts the whole show together. So thank you, everyone, and thank you, member states, and I hope you will take action as we go forward to UNCTAD 16 to reflect technology well in this commission. Thank you, Chair.